This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
On today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix, whether you keep old ticket stubs or you're still holding on to greeting cards you got decades ago, there's a reason that you choose to hold on to those things. There are millions of items that you could have kept, but for one reason or another, you saved certain things for a reason. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you what the sentimental items you keep reveal about your self-worth. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Take a minute and think about what the sentimental items you keep are. Old ticket stubs, birthday cards you received when you were a kid, letters maybe from back when people actually used to handwrite letters, awards that you've won. What if I said those sentimental items that you chose to keep reveal who you are? There are millions of things you could have kept over the years, but there's a reason you chose to keep certain things and discarded the rest. Well, there's research that shows the items we consider keepsakes have something to do with our identity. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to try and convince you that you have to get rid of everything that you've kept over all the years, but instead, I'm going to tell you what you can learn about yourself by looking at those things that you hold on to. Those items that you refuse to throw away or get rid of say something about your self-worth. Now, we all hold on to some objects with sentimental value, even though they probably don't hold any monetary value at all. Even when we interviewed Joshua Fields Milbourne back in episode number 40, he's a minimalist. Even he said he takes pictures of sentimental items so that he has a record of them before discarding them or donating them. And there are certain things that are more difficult for some of us to part with than others. Like maybe you're the kind of person that holds on to clothes that don't fit you anymore. Or maybe you have a hard time getting rid of a CD collection, even though you don't have a CD player anymore. In fact, I asked you on Instagram to share what items you keep that have no functional purpose or monetary value. I got flooded with interesting answers. In fact, hundreds of you weighed in or even sent me pictures of the objects that you keep. Here are just a couple of examples of some of the stuff you guys have laying around. My children's artwork, a book that changed my life, my grandmother's Bible, a bag my late mother made for me, my grandmother's musical figurine, coins from other countries, items that belong to family members who've died, so many clothing items, my granddad's war medals, a ZZ Top promotional poster, my first baseball glove, my Marine uniform, lanyards from events that I've attended, and t-shirts from companies I used to work for. Now, what is it about those items in particular that caused some people to keep them? There's so many other things that you've probably thrown away over the years. Some clothing, some old coffee mugs, maybe some art that you made or somebody else made. Well, research shows that the more emotionally charged memories an object carries, the harder it is for us to let go of it, even if it serves no practical purpose or doesn't even make sense to hold on to it. Now, that probably comes as no surprise, right? Something carries a lot of emotion with it. Of course we want to keep it. A 2011 study published in the Journal of Consumer Psychology found that we struggle to throw away the objects we think of as being part of us. Instead of thinking, these objects are mine, we think, these objects are me. And the same study found that people struggle the most to part with possessions that don't have any monetary value. When you think about it, when somebody loses their possessions to a fire or they got burglarized, people are much more likely to say that the psychological damage of losing their sentimental items is way worse than the financial loss. And according to researchers, it's because the items that you hang on to that are sentimental are directly linked to your self-worth. We all measure our self-worth a little bit differently. But here's some examples. Somebody who places a lot of value on success will probably hold on to any tangible reminder of achievement, like a plaque from an old job, maybe their old college transcripts, even an expensive watch that no longer works, but it reminds them of their success. If they were to throw those things away, they'd probably feel a little bit less successful. Or somebody who gains a lot of their self-worth from their appearance will probably hang on to any reminder that other people find them attractive. So that might mean they keep old love letters, maybe pictures of themselves from when they felt most attractive, clothes from a time when they felt really special, or anything else that just reminds them that other people have valued their appearance. If you're somebody who values your relationships above everything else, you'll probably have difficulty getting rid of gifts from other people. Like, even if that t-shirt from your grandmother never fit, you might hold on to it. You might think that you're being disloyal to your grandmother if you got rid of it. Or getting rid of a book that your friend gave you, even if you didn't like the book, might cause you to feel like you're giving away a little bit of your friendship. Those objects fuel your identity as someone who's loved and somebody who's appreciated. Despite their lack of function, you might feel like they serve as proof that you meant something to someone. Okay, let's pause right here for a second so I can share some offers from our sponsors. And right after the break, we'll talk more about what those objects mean. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever done something you regret and you don't dare tell anyone? Do you have a secret and you're worried that it might come to light? Holding on to secrets leads to shame, and it can make you feel worse. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to work through those things that are weighing you down. As a therapist, I see firsthand how much relief people get when they talk about the things they've secretly been struggling with. Talking to a therapist is different than talking to your friends or your family. It's helpful for learning positive coping strategies and for developing a better understanding of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, it's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mentallystrong today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mentallystrong. Do you want to get high-quality meat delivered straight to your house? Or in my case, a sailboat? Try ButcherBox. It saves me time and money. And if you order right now, Mentally Stronger listeners can get steak, chicken, or salmon free in every single order for an entire year. I love that ButcherBox offers grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, and wild-caught seafood. There are no antibiotics or added hormones. They even offer vegetarian options. ButcherBox lets you decide how often you want deliveries, and you can pick a curated plan, or you could completely customize your box. Sign up at butcherbox.com/stronger and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer, plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/stronger. and use code STRONGER to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order. Okay, we're back. So I'll share an example from my own life. I recently lost an older relative. He lived alone, and it was left up to us to figure out how to clean out his house. He kept some interesting things, lots of letters that people had written him, even though they were back in the 60s. In fact, one letter started with the sentence, "Don't throw away this letter." And he seemed to take that seriously because he still had the letter. But back in the 80s, he used to place personal ads in the newspaper, which was what a lot of people did before dating apps were invented. Essentially, back then, you wrote a paragraph describing yourself, and people could respond with information about themselves. But their letters would go through a third party, so you didn't actually reveal your address or your home phone number. Well, he collected tons of letters over the years, and then he sorted them into different envelopes. So this is what we discovered while cleaning out his house. There were four different giant manila envelopes, and they were labeled A, 1A, 2A, 3A, and then the fourth envelope was labeled No Way. Yet he kept all the letters, even the No Way letters, for 40 years. So of course I had to check out what were in the letters because I wanted to see what landed these women in either the 1A pile or the No Way pile. The first one I opened in the No Way pile was a picture of a woman. She looked about maybe 30, and she was posing with her cat. She shared what she did for a living, what she liked to do for fun, and then she signed it Linda, and she included her phone number. So, of course, I Googled her phone number. Within about 30 seconds, I found her Facebook page. She still had the same phone number, apparently, all these years later. Her Facebook profile photo was quite similar. She looked the same, except about 40 years older, but she was in almost the exact same pose, and she still had a cat with her. Her most recent Facebook page was about how she had never found love. So now I know that for 40 years, Linda still had the same phone number, she still loved cats, and she never found love. So of course now I'm going to do research to figure out what happened to as many of those people as I can because I'm curious. I don't really want to keep any of these letters, but I think I'm probably going to have a hard time getting rid of them. So I had to stop and think, why am I holding on to these letters? I don't know any of these people. So why would I want to read letters that a stranger wrote another stranger in hopes of getting a date 40 years ago? It's kind of weird, right? But I stopped and I thought about it from this context and I thought, I think it's because I'm a therapist and I'm an author. So I love people's stories. This feels like a rare glimpse into what somebody was thinking about themselves 40 years ago. And with a little web sleuthing, I'll probably be able to get the end of the story for some of these people, just like I did Linda. Like, whatever happened to them? Did they find love? Did they move? Did they get married? But I live on a boat, and I don't need piles of extra paperwork. I don't need all of these envelopes. Yet, I'll hold on to them. I just know that I'm going to. So what does that say about my self-worth? Well, it probably has to do with my desire to have a good story that nobody else knows. Right? It's not something that you're going to read in a book or see on TV. And I suspect for me, getting rid of those letters would somehow mean I'm getting rid of the story. So that's my prediction about why I'm probably going to want to keep that. Now, there are other sentimental items I keep. One is the artwork that I did as a kid that my mom had kept. I used to write stories when I was a little kid, and she would often keep those or the painting, you know, all the little things that you do in school. And then when my mom passed away, my dad gave me all the artwork that my mom had kept over the years because he didn't really feel those same sentimental feelings that would make him want to keep them. So now the items that he gave me live in a box in a basement in a cabin in the woods in Maine. And I think I keep them because my mom had kept them. And they were once important to her, so now I feel like those things should be important to me. And if I threw them out, it would be in part throwing out part of our relationship. Now, I would much rather have artwork that she had made when she was a kid, but I don't have that, so I guess I feel compelled to keep the artwork I made since that's what she kept. But there's tons of research that shows that getting rid of a sentimental object leads to real grief. Parting with possessions that make you feel worthy can lead to sadness or even depression. So to avoid grief, we hold on to stuff. But of course, sometimes there's discomfort with holding on to too much stuff. And we keep stuff out of guilt or obligation. Or we keep something hidden in a big box tucked away, and then we feel guilty that we aren't using it or displaying it, yet we don't get rid of it because it would create grief for us, and that might affect our self-worth. And of course, we've all probably seen a glimpse of the TV show Hoarders. We know sometimes people can't get rid of anything, and that's associated with deeper mental health issues. But it's something interesting, I think, for all of us to consider. Like, why do I keep this coffee mug? Or why do I hold on to that t-shirt that doesn't fit? It can give you insight not just into who you are and how you've changed over time, but sometimes there's something kind of cool about reminding us of the ways that we're still the same. Maybe you hold on to something that reminds you of who you were when you were 7, or that reminds you that some parts of your identity haven't changed despite the fact that the world around you has changed. So the next time you feel frustrated because your desk is cluttered or you have a spare room that's full of stuff, think about whether those objects you're holding on to have to do with your self-worth. Not only might it give you some insight into the way that you measure your self-worth, but it might also help you decide what's worse: the grief you'll experience if you were to toss it, or the frustration you experience from looking at too much clutter. And it can help you just take stock of how do you feel about yourself and what's important to you. For some people, that might bring about change. If your self-worth is only built on past achievements, you might want to work on finding new things that help you feel good. Or if you discover that relationships are really important to you, you might want to make sure that the importance is reflected in your life, that you're spending enough time with the people who you really care about. So take some time and look around at the sentimental items you keep and see what you can learn about yourself. Thanks for hanging out with me today and for listening to the Mentally Stronger podcast. If you know somebody who could benefit from hearing this message, share this show with them. Simply sharing a link to this episode could help someone feel better and grow stronger. Make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite platform so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. Speaking of subscriptions, if you want even more content on mental strength, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. Every week, subscribers get an Ask Me Anything bonus episode, and every month, there's a special bonus gift for every single subscriber, like a signed book in the mail from me or a 15-minute one-on-one chat with me. To sign up, just click on the link in the show notes. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who keeps a lot of ticket stubs for movies that we go watch, Nick Valentine.